This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that down. You may just want to give us a call. Hey, today, yet again, I choose to be a human being. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? Do you have a choice? Oh, yeah, I do. I can declare to be whatever I want to be. I could declare to be a horse today, and you had better treat me like a horse, or I will take you to court. But I choose to be a human being today. And in fact, I'm going to go further. I want to go further. At first, when I woke up this morning, I thought, do I want to be human, or what do I want to be? I mean, I'm watching the way my dog lives. You know, yesterday was pickup poop day, and he watched me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that little rascal just sat there and went, And after this, you're going to feed me, you're going to water me, you're going to give me some love, you're going to throw me my soccer ball. And then we're going to do it all over again. Rinse and repeat, Kevin. So I could have woken up today and said, you know what? I'm going to be my dog today. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to take a dump. And I'm going to watch somebody in my house come clean it up. That's right. But I choose to be human today. I further choose to be a man. No, hold on. A straight man. Yeah, straight. Oh, I could have chosen a lot of things. I could have chosen to be gay. I could have chosen to be a man trapped in a lesbian's body, which I am a double lesbian. We've already determined this. And I am a member of the Not Gay, having come out, what, 6 years ago now? What is it? You guys remember? No, I hadn't been that long, right? 4 years? 4 years ago? Okay, 4 years. I came out not gay, started the NGMW movement, the Not Gay Man-Woman movement. We have our own flag. That's right, the NGMW. I'm going to make that big one of these days. I swear I will. I believe God wants me to do it. Yeah. Speaking of which, I came out Christian today. I could have... Well, I didn't come out, but I'm declaring Christian today. I could have chosen lots of religions. Yeah, I could have. I'm a Protestant. I didn't choose Catholics. No offense, Catholics or Jews. Yeah, no offense, but God forbid, Allah forbid, the Muslims. No, I choose to be a Christian. I'm not done. I told you I chose to be human, and I chose to be a man, a straight man. I choose to be black today. Oh, don't go there, Dolezal. I could have chosen whatever I wanted. I'm choosing black. Just for today, I want to try it out. You know, you got to kick the tires. So I'm choosing black today. I don't know. What are you going to choose? What are you guys choosing? Are you declaring today? Should I just make assumptions or do you declare? Because see, here's the way the world used to work. When I got up, my grandmother would say to me, boy, get your butt out of bed, make a bed, go get that room cleaned up. And I'd be like, what? Don't be talking to me like I'm some human black man, straight kid that you can boss around up in the hip. Yeah. In the old days, I didn't have to declare. People knew, but at least the ones who knew me, they knew me to be a Bible-thumping, God-fearing, gun-toting, America-loving, black human being. Okay? That's just the way it was. I don't know how it was at y'all's house. Maybe it was the same way. You know, taking away a few little tidbits here and there, a few adjectives to describe you, but I didn't have to declare. Yeah, flawed Christian. I woke up this morning and went, ooh, Kevin, you're a flawed Christian. But you know what? I didn't have the urge to chop off anybody's heads, you know, of non-believers, so I couldn't choose Muslim. And I vowed not to persecute the white man for his privilege despite my blackness. And also women and Cheerins, you're safe. I want no part of you. I've got four. Not four women, four kids. I've got four kids. Three of them are grown, so I only have one that's in the house. He's enough. I don't want any more. No more women, no more Cheerins. Anyway, that's my life. That's how I woke up this morning feeling. I don't know how you felt. I'm just curious. I'm only trying to inspire thought because you know what? We live in a time where you can pick and choose the things you want to be. It's a cafeteria style of what lifestyle you want to live. At least that's what the left tells me. See, when I get up in the morning and I start reading my messages and all the hate mail, Kevin, you coon, this, you black this, you Sambo, you stepping fast. And I think to myself, holy cow, these people don't even know what I've declared. Tool of the white man. What do you mean, tool of the white man? Today I could choose to be white. Somebody talking to me, you crazy men over on the right. That's not me. I'm a lesbian today. Isn't it funny how it works? See, that's the thing about the left. When they do stuff wrong, you don't know where to fire. Harvey Weinstein, how do you fire at a guy like that? Harvey, here's my suggestion for Harvey Weinstein. I know this may seem old news, but this is very appropriate for the time. Harvey should say he's a woman. Or he should say he's a Muslim man instead of a Jewish man. Things would change. The dynamics of Harvey Weinstein would change quite a bit. Maybe he should change his name to, you know, Ahmed Mohammed. Who would be the Weinstein of Arab names? Ahmed Wajabi. Anyway, if he changed his name, if he became Muslim, they would look at him very differently. It's a cultural thing. Isn't that what they say in Sweden, in Norway, and all throughout Scandinavia with all this rape culture of the Muslims? Well, I mean, come on. Look, ladies, they're culturally different. Don't be going around them. If you're raped, you have to understand the way they're raised. Well, geez. Wouldn't we all like to live like that? Understand the way they're raised. So if I grew up poor in the hood, if I come to your house and, you know, steal stuff, don't report it. No. That's the way Kevin was raised. I just walk into Scandinavian's house and go, hey, where's your wallet, Sven? Shoot. Unbelievable. Look, there's a lot to talk about today. I joke about this stuff, but I really and truly, this is serious stuff. This is the world we live in now. Crazy world of leftism. And boy, do we have stuff to talk about. Manafort, in a strange way, is going to remain in the news for quite a while until the shoe falls on the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The president is in his whirlwind tour through Asia, the South Pacific, and he's rocking it. He started out in Japan, then he went to South Korea. Very powerful message that he's sending. I will visit our partners before I visit China. And let me tell you, Japan, important trade partner. They hold, I don't know the exact number. I know it's trillions of dollars of debt, of American debt. But they have a $70 billion deficit to the United States in terms of trade. That's an annual number. We buy a lot of Japanese products, still always have and probably always will. But then he left Japan and he went to South Korea. And what's significant about that is another big trading partner. Let me give you the Japan numbers, because I've talked about these before on TV and we should talk about them here. Japan is a response. They're about 1.68% of the world's population, but they are 8% of the world's GDP. That's a big number. Per capita, that makes them a very, very strong trading partner. Korea is about 2.3% of the world's GDP. And so you can see a good chunk, a decent-sized chunk. I don't know the population of South Korea, but it's significant. And but anyways, a decent-sized trading partner. And you, as you guys probably notice when you go into Best Buy and some of these electronics places, it's dominated by Korean products. So Japan, to even hold its own while Korea is coming up, is pretty significant. And those are two of our big partners that we provide lots of protection for, but their economies are booming because they follow the nature of America, and their economies are booming. So between those two, we're talking about 10% of the world's GDP. United States is a quarter of the world's GDP. And, of course, now let's pivot over to China. And that's another 25% or so of the world's GDP. And you're talking about a significant portion of what is going on in the world happening right there. We're talking about 62, 63% of the GDP. It's very easy to wrangle in a Russia when you have that kind of power located right there. North Korea, the only thing they offer is a threat. And it's a minuscule threat. It's being overblown, overhyped by the media in order to diminish President Trump's capabilities over there by saying, well, they're really big and we better pay attention and look at him. He's neglecting him. Donald Trump knows exactly how big North Korea is. They're a fly in the ointment at best. And so if he can wrangle China, which he will be able to, because that $347 billion deficit that is part of their economy of shipping products to the United States can easily be replaced. Yeah, I said it. It can easily be replaced. People go, oh, Kevin, you can't get things made cheaper than in China. The stuff that we get made in China, we can get made anywhere. China isn't making stuff that we're like, oh, how are we going to get these stupid lead-filled toys? And somebody can step in and make our junk. And here's the thing. The Chinese don't have – it's not like they go, well, if the Americans won't buy our lead-filled junky toys, we'll sell them to Africa. No. There's no other – where are you going to sell them? I mean, I don't know about you. How much cheaper can you get, you know, MP to players and all? Everything is being integrated. It's all practically in your phone. Believe me, manufacturing is not going to be all that it's cracked up to be in the next decade, and the Chinese need to realize that, and we realize it. The productivity is going to come elsewhere, and that's going to derive from the places that follow the American system. I talked about ingenuity the other day. That's where that comes in. But anyway, Russia's big, the thing that props up their GDP is their oil. Their ability to, the pipelines that service Europe and Poland, you know, various places in Europe, and they can hold them hostage over that. The Chinese have a lot of oil. And if Donald Trump decides, I'm going to make Russia my enemy by going after these oil, then, believe me, he can make it rough on Russia. I've already talked about how big the economy is. I mean, our GDP of our partners. You want to know what the GDP is of the Soviet Union, of Russia? It's not the Soviet Union anymore. The largest country by land mass, Russia, has an economy that's one-tenth the size of the United States. One-tenth. When you start talking about superpowers, it's very difficult to put Russia in the mix. Other than missiles, if you want to destroy everything, congratulations, Russia's up there. They're a superpower. They're one-tenth our economy. The Chinese economy, which is equal, it's the largest GDP in the world in terms of actual number. It's like slightly ahead of us, maybe by half of a percentage point. So we're at 24.8, they're at 25.2, something like that, okay? But when you factor in the idea that China has, what, five times more people than the United States, then you put that GDP in perspective, because GDP is based on productivity of people. So the Chinese are one-fifth as productive as the United States. And what's that going to do as we start to recycle and bring manufacturing and things back to America, when we can become even more self-sufficient, where these trade imbalances begin to go away? They've already started. We've already started rectifying our trade imbalance with Canada. We've started rectifying our trade imbalance with China. We're now importing, exporting beef to China. We couldn't do that before. We're exporting coal to China. They used to get that from North Korea. So as these trade imbalances shift back, then you'll see America will start to revitalize its engine. And people who are working and earning money will be willing to pay a little bit more for something. And here's the thing about manufacturing. The issue with manufacturing is it gets much more easy to do. In other words, once you automate something to the point where you don't need people, you don't have to do it in China. We don't have a whole lot of labor-intensive stuff. Now, if you do a bunch of one-offs, China's good. And I'm just saying, the Chinese market is a great market. I'm not knocking it. A lot of the products that you're going to want to get, the products that, like, that Alibaba will be bringing to the million jobs that he says he can create in America are going to be specialty items, like bobblehead dolls or whatever. You're going to want to get something done quickly. But look, 3D printing, manufacturing, it's all going to be something that can come back on shore. And as long as we stabilize our dollar and stabilize our economy, we can move a lot of that GDP back and change these trade deficits. So President Trump's trip to the Far East is really a show of force. It's a show of, look at the places where you want to do business, China. You want to sell to Japan. You want to sell to South Korea. You want to sell to America. Those are the largest economies per capita in the world. You better play along. And don't think this isn't going unnoticed on the in the world stage. Trump doesn't want to fight with you. He's going to fight with you with our economy. Anyway, short break. We'll be back. Keep it going.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
To put extreme vetting on people trying to come into the United States. But I wonder if you would consider extreme vetting for people trying to buy a gun.
Well, you know, you're bringing up a situation that probably shouldn't be discussed too much right now, but it's okay if you feel that that's an appropriate question, even though we're the heart of South Korea. If you did what you're suggesting, there would have been no difference 3 days ago, and you might not have had that very brave person who happened to have a gun or a rifle in his truck, go out and shoot him and hit him and neutralize him. And I can only say this, if he didn't have a gun, instead of having 26 dead, he would have had hundreds more dead.
And are you considering any kind of gun control policy going forward?
When you look at the city with the strongest gun laws in our nation is Chicago. And Chicago is a disaster. If this man didn't have a gun or a rifle, you'd be talking about a much worse situation in the great state of Texas.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I love that President Trump has no problem chastising these idiot reporters. Really, that's what you want to ask me? I'm in South Korea. You don't have questions about what's going on here? What's going to be our posture with our trading partners? You know, say real questions, things that the people in America want to know, the world want to know. You want to try to politicize a shooting. I mean, I'll tell you this. If the left were to talk about all of the Muslim beheadings and killings in the world that don't involve guns, just involve them chopping off people's heads, mass graves all over the place, how many questions would they ask? You couldn't even hold a press conference. But you have a shooting in Texas, which, by the way, and I love that Donald Trump did not back down. It's like these climate change knuckleheads that were, you know, emboldened under Obama, and suddenly they're like, he won't say anything about climate change. Yeah, because he's not stupid. You finally got a president who says, look, I get that you got your little pet projects and you've been feathering your nest with this stuff, but those days are done. Freaking love it. The gun control nuts. No, those days are done. You're done. Boop, over. So I got to tell you, I'm loving this. President's on to the next location in Asia, and when it's all said and done, I've said this, a couple things. When it's all said and done, you're going to watch the trade deficit go from $500 billion down to $350 billion. It's not going to get wiped out. We're using our trade to manage world affairs. And what Donald Trump is doing is he's going around. When he meets with China, he meets with Xi, he's going to say, okay, you know, look, I understand you have your interest. You're not going to control any area of the world any more than we control any area of the world. We aren't trying to control areas of the world. But what you're going to do is you're going to deal with our trading partners in an amicable way, or else you're not going to be dealing with us. And I keep coming back to, with China, we are on par in terms of relative size of GDP. The problem is we're much more efficient. Now, they would argue, well, you have a lot more chance to sell to us than we do to you, because they have, you know, a lot of people that can potentially eat our beef and things like that. Perhaps. But the things that you want to sell, our market is ripe for it. And so the better our economy is, the more availability of money and things for you to have the expendable income. That's what you have to have. The better. Chinese don't have expendable income. The average person doesn't. So that's how it is. And then the second part of it is, how about we grow the world economy? How about we create more middle class Chinese that want to buy our beef and our coal and have need of our products? How about we create more middle class people? See, what we've looked at is the pie is a certain size. Donald Trump's saying the pie is a certain size, but it can be bigger. And if we help other people do other things, it will be bigger and we can all flourish. But we haven't done that. Anyway, I want to go back to the gun control thing. The church shooter in Texas, the gentleman, the guy who shot the people up, the leftist, atheist, wife-beating, child abuser, dishonorably discharged. Oh, yeah. Have I not given you enough clues that this dude is a leftist who went into a church in order to shoot his in-laws because he's got an anger management problem? And the left want to make gun control the issue here. They don't want you to know he's a sick dude. They don't want you to know that Obama's Air Force did not send his records over to say he's a volatile person, likely to kill people, and should not be able to purchase a gun. You know, not that it would have mattered, because he probably would have gotten one illegally. But that's who we're dealing with. That's who the left wants to make their poster child for gun control. That's like making Michael Brown your poster child for civil rights. So predictable. And I don't know. I don't get mad at this stuff. I really don't. I find it disgusting. Because people like us, conservatives, we get up in the morning looking for solutions. And those solutions don't have to have R's and D's behind it. Think about what we did on November the 8th. Prior to that. When we selected Donald Trump. Some of you maybe didn't like Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, we chose a non-establishment candidate. And then we got him elected. We didn't do what the left did, who still to this day back a cheater. We didn't do that. Right now, to this day, we fight against the Republicans that supposedly represent us. Ask the average Republican, do you like Mitch McConnell? And they go, no. Ask the average Republican, do you like Paul Ryan? No. We don't see them as effective. We see them as the enemy. Ask the average Democrat. They like Pelosi. They like Chuck Schumer. They like all the people that they love Hillary Clinton. They still love Barack Obama. At least they're publicly, that's what they tell you. They don't fight against the system. Even right now, the powers that be are rallying around Hillary Clinton. Now, she's losing. I mean, she's losing a lot of power fast. The air is... You blow up a balloon and you squeeze it together to hold it in until you can tie the knot. Well, somebody just kind of let it go and it go. Well, that's what's going on. The air is being quickly let out of the balloon. But there are still people that support Hillary Clinton. They're still afraid. I mean, think about that. If Donald Trump had been involved to the degree that Hillary Clinton is in any way, he would not be president. I guarantee you we would have revolted. Pick any candidate. We wouldn't be rallying around them. And another thing, you can be doggone skippy that Paul Ryan nor Mitch McConnell would be rallying around Trump if there were any hints around Russia that were real and all that. And in fact, people like McCain tried to orchestrate it so that it looked that Donald Trump was guilty of doing something with the Russians. That's how conniving these guys are. So we prove time and time and again is through the Tea Party movement, which, by the way, still remains the most respected group in politics. Yeah, I don't care what they tell you when they tell you things like,
oh, the Tea Party, they got a bad name and this, that, and the other.
The Tea Party is the most respected name in politics. Don't you forget it. Why do you think when I purchased Tea Party Community and we started rebranding and rebuilding it, why do you think I didn't change the name? Because there's no need to. People will know exactly what we stand for, and we will not run from that name, period. So when people,
Kevin, I like it, but I'd just like you to change the name.
Well, hey, I tell you what, change your name. Yeah, see, it sounds silly, right? You got scoundrels in your family. I don't know you, but I guarantee you got scoundrels. We go back far enough. I'll get you some dirt. Change your name. No, it's your lineage. But here's the thing about the Tea Party. There is no dirt. It's a country founded because we were taxed. Taxed enough already. Tea Party. So they threw the tea in the thing and boom. Now, the country itself, you can go there.
Oh, Kevin, the country's done a lot of bad things.
Yeah, and what country hasn't? So why is it that everybody clamors to get here to this terrible country? To be around all you terrible conservatives? Because you're not a terrible people, and this isn't a terrible country. And I'm not going to let you self-deprecate. Met a young lady, I was on the plane, a cute girl, Jewish girl, young, parents, said lives with her parents and all that. We were talking, she's a big fan of me, and she saw me and was like, oh my gosh, and she called me David Webb and a bunch of other things before she finally figured out who I was. But she is a fan, she knew Fox through and through. And the whole time she just kept saying, oh my gosh, I wish I had all makeup, like, okay, well what was that going to do? You know, like I'm going to judge you? Wish I'd met you when you had on makeup. You know, it was funny to me, but... So anyway, she says she wished she had on makeup, and, you know, she said, you know, she just kept talking like, you know, like everything she said was sort of self-doubt. And I go, look, you shouldn't talk that way. You got a lot of qualities, so just give it a break. But you could tell something's beating her down. Maybe she was in college and it was, you know, she felt, I don't know. But I was like, give it a break. You're a good person.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yummy!
ThePowerMall.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Telling Fox News, our own Catherine Herridge, that the House Intelligence Committee is now asking Fusion GPS, that's the company behind the fake, phony, anti-Trump Russian dossier, to turn over records that allegedly show payments to journalists to publish stories. Wow. You talk about first Russia propaganda, Hillary, the DNC that she ran, she paid for it all. And then, of course, the group that used it, now they're saying, hey, let's pay the journalists. Now, keep in mind, the same company that they used to funnel $10 million or more through a third-party lawyer to create the dossier that used Russian sources to smear the president and try and influence the American people with phony Russian information to steal an election. And on the issue of so-called Trump-Russia collusion, tonight yet another prominent Democrat forced to admit a year later she has seen nothing to indicate there was any collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. Here's Democrat, Senator, liberal, leftist Dianne Feinstein.
Have you seen any evidence that this dirt, these emails, were ever given to the Trump campaign?
Not so far.
Not so far. Have you ever seen? Have you seen any communications that suggested that the Trump campaign wanted them to release them through a different means? Because obviously they were ultimately released by WikiLeaks.
No, I have not.
If the Democrats and the left-wing media in this country cared even a little bit about the truth, then they would stop spreading lies about President Trump. And now they should focus on real Russia collusion, real crime, real evidence, real impropriety.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a story, right? What a revelation. What if this turns out to be true? Leftist reporters taking bribes to report on, quote, Russian interference. Would you be shocked? You know, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I, quite frankly, find it very plausible that this happened. Think about how the left sold us on this. I mean, news report after news report, Russian collusion between the Trump campaign, and there's nothing there. And Donald Trump's going, I've got nothing to do with him there. Yeah, but he does. And look at this, and there's another thing over here, and look over here, and he said Russia one time. It was to the point of ridiculous. And it, quite frankly, it remains that. I wonder if Mueller is aware that the possibility exists that Fusion GPS, who has been contracted with by the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and even Obama. When I said on TV that Obama, this could lead back to Obama. Think about this. He paid this group of people to do what they call opposition research. We've moved now from opposition research to out and out conspiracy to influence an election, to influence the media. I want to see how they dig out of this rat hole. I don't know how you guys feel. Such is the way of the left. I wouldn't necessarily blame the left, these reporters, for accepting bribes. Now you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? No, I wouldn't. These leftist reporters were probably told, now look, we want to win this election. You're in the bag with us. Now we want to pay you to write stories about the Russian narrative. And they're like, you know, I mean, we are in the bag with you, but I mean, we feel bad. And they go, well, it's either that or, you know, you wake up, you know, you don't wake up tomorrow because you've died from suicide, two bullets to the back of the head. You know what? I think I'll take that money. They may have been given a choice they couldn't refuse. I'm just saying, I'm not even joking about this. There may be people that go, you know what? My choice, I know if I were had done it, I'd be testifying for the FBI. I'd say, look, here's the deal. I could either not do it and be dead or feather my nest and still be alive and at least be able to tell you that they've put the fear of, you know, God in me. But I'm alive. At least I'm alive to testify. Because let me tell you, you don't play around with these people. I'd let them off the hook. I wouldn't let them off the hook ethically, but I'd let them off the hook in terms of, I'm not going to charge you with criminal activity, but you can't be in, you know, you can't write anymore. I hope they paid you enough. Anyway, according to the Washington Times, the roles of reporters is taking on added importance in federal court battles over the infamous Russia dossier that leveled unverified charges of collusion against the Donald Trump campaign. I'm really curious. I want to see how outnumbered Marie Harf handles this potential explosive news to learn that leftist reporters may very well have been faking the news of the Russian narrative in order to help Hillary Clinton get elected. What say you, Marie Harf? No, she's not going to become my new whipping boy. She would say, I find that sexist. In the district, U.S. District Court in D.C., Fusion DPS, the dossier's financier via the Democratic Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign money, is fighting a House committee chairman's bid to find out if the opposition research firm paid journalists. Now, let me tell you something. Here's what I suspect. I'm just giving you a little bit of my own inside, you know, what's going on here. I suspect somebody tipped them off. Because we hadn't been talking about paying of journalists. We've been talking about who financed the dossier and why are you keeping all this information private. Somebody tipped them off. This is the type of thing that I'm glad to see start to occur. Man, in U.S. District Court in Florida, a self-described dossier victim wants a judge to order the news website BuzzFeed, which published the dossier in full, to disclose who gave it to them. So there's two cases in district court where the left is going to have to fess up. They say these cases underscore how a Moscow-sourced memorandum created in opposition research against Donald Trump in the presidential campaign last year often dictates the debate about politics and the reporters' rights in Washington. See, they crafted this debate. Now, let me give you a little tidbit of something that I'm thinking about doing. I had a guy send me a thing. He says, Kevin, think about this. They've orchestrated this Russia story. You think it's the first time it happened? So he sends me something. He says, remember when McCain ran against Obama? And people were wondering what was the straw that broke the... You guys are probably too young. But the straw that broke the camel's back with McCain... I'm talking about my producers. I'm not talking about you in the audience. You're probably too young. You in the audience, you're like me. We're a little longer in the tooth. But McCain was said to have lost the election when the financial crisis occurred, or supposed financial crisis. And McCain, the day before, had said something along the lines that we're doing fine. And then 2 days later, the cake hits the fan. Or did it? That was the question. So one of my buddies put together this connect the dots type thing, and we may end up posting it. It's a long post, but it's worth the read. But the contention is that these guys have done this more than once. Now, why didn't this work? Why didn't the narrative of the Russians and the reporters are stacked against Donald Trump and they've asked for a special prosecutor, etc.? Why didn't it work? I'm just giving you a second to think about it, because you know the answer. The reason it didn't work is for the reason that I said, I don't know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, I said, unless the Republicans get a candidate who's got no skin in the game, he's not worried about you going after his personal life, he's not worried about his professional life, he's a guy that's willing to stand up and fight under whatever circumstances, we will not win. And I'll be doggone, God went, you know what, KJ? You're on the right path there, broski. And we got Donald Trump. Fist pump to God. Boop, there we go. So that's what we needed. Because the only way you're going to survive the gauntlet of political, the beast, the system that's in play, is if you have somebody that says, I don't care. I don't care. I've told many candidates. I talked to a candidate the other day who, a different one than I've talked about before, brand new, contacted me, and I said, hey, are you willing to just not apologize? Because that's what it takes. The Democrats have enough to worry about, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. This explains why Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails, bleach-bitted her hard drive, smashed her cell phones, and lied before the FBI and Congress. Fusion GPS needed to keep a lid on the activities. This is why we have to make FOIA requests in order to get any information out of these guys, because they needed to keep a lid on this. This is a huge story, folks. This has been. Imagine if it turns out that CNN, Washington Post, the New York Times, all these people have reporters who have been writing fake news in order to influence your thought process around Donald Trump.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.